Okay, it's working. I'm Elfie, and I will give a brief update on the ongoing standardization process on post-quantum cryptography and the upcoming standards and protocols, which is partly done by IETF and other standard corpuses. And it's just a quick update on what to expect next year. If you're having some systems, if you're wanting to switch to post-quantum cryptography, if you have questions, drop me an email or write me via Matrix or meet me at Congress. Just talk to me. You can download the slides on my website. You can also just go to elfie.dev and there's a link to the slides, and it's also in the pre-talks. And a short disclaimer, I'm not a like uber hacker academic cryptographer. I'm doing IT/OT security at my day job, and currently post-quantum cryptography is also a part of it, and so I thought I would give a quick update on this. So we have several upcoming standards by the ongoing NIST competition, which will be FIPS standards. It's one for key encapsulation, one and two for signing, which are FIPS 203, 204, and 205. The first one is the Crystal-Schreiber algorithm, which will be used as the key exchange algorithm. And the other ones are for signatures or for signing stuff. And because NIST thought two signing algorithms are not enough, there will be another one released next year. It's called Falcon, the algorithm. And NIST announced last year another competition for additional signing algorithms. So you have plenty to choose. They differ slightly in signature sizes, key sizes, so it's more a decision of what would you like to use. The Crystal-Dilithium one is a pretty convenient one, which you can use for most applications. And the additional ones will be 40 candidates are under review right now in round one, and it will take, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years, like the ongoing standards. IETF is also taking care of standardizing stuff for post-quantum readiness. So it's just a brief overview. If you go to my slides, you can just click the links and you will go to the IETF drafts. So we have stuff for TLS, we have SSH, we have IKA, we have PKI and certificates. And because we all like signature algorithms, there are another two ones which are already standardized by IETF, but they are rather complicated to use. So you can use them, but they are stateful hash-based signature algorithms, and they are a little bit complicated to use. So just don't use them, I think. Or if you have some corner cases where it is really needed. Otherwise, you just wait for the upcoming standards. And there's also some helpful RFC drafts and also the GitHub repository, which lists all ongoing IETF work. We have some real-world usage of post-quantum cryptography right now already. OpenSSH is post-quantum ready with a combiner hybrid algorithm. We have RosenPass, which is an add-on for WireGuard. We have Signal Messenger, Google Chrome, and there are also several libraries which you can use for implementing algorithms. And yeah, some software products and projects are waiting for the final standards, which are released next year by NIST or FIPS, but several ones are already implementing stuff and just for testing, but it's also production grade ready. And in usual, it's combiner stuff, so it's not only the post-quantum algorithm, but it's combined with a classical algorithm, which is safe for now, and so you have both if the post-quantum one breaks. That's my last slide. General advice on post-quantum cryptography, stay up to date. There's really lot things to come next year. Use post-quantum cryptography where possible and go hybrid where you can, and because for some data it might be a problem. If it's captured now and decrypted once or in 100 years, nobody knows. Cryptography relevant post-quantum computers are there. Know your infrastructure and your endpoints and where cryptography, especially post-quantum prone asymmetric one, is used. And don't underestimate migration complexity. And the general advice, don't run your own libraries in crypto, also apply for post-quantum cryptography. And yeah, that's it. If you have questions, just ask right away, not now. And yeah, thanks, bye.
Thank you. On point, very nice, thanks.